Eighth grader Colton Brown told KUER he was in a push-up position during gym class on October 7th when physical education teacher Monty Morgan kicked him in the ribs. The school district responded by placing Morgan on administrative leave and filing a complaint with Spanish Fork Police on October 9th. That's when the Browns learned that Morgan was already under investigation for a similar incident. The discovery led Colton's parents, Corey and Lisa, to ask this question.
Why this guy's still teaching?
Yeah, why he's still teaching if he's already under investigation or he's already had a report filed against him.
Morgan has since resigned from Nebo School District. A Spanish Fork police spokesperson says a parent had filed a complaint 5 days earlier against Morgan for an incident that allegedly took place nearly 1 year ago. It's unclear whether the State Board of Education will suspend or revoke Morgan's license because that information is confidential and there are no disciplinary standards in place except for instances involving rape or child pornography. State School Board member Jennifer Johnson is hoping the board adopts a set of proposed standards that are currently being considered. She's also advocating for increased training for teachers in the area of misconduct and penalties for not reporting such behavior to the state.
My concern as a policymaker is to try and prevent any of the misconduct, particularly misconduct that affects students or public resources. It's my intent to prevent that rather than to try and deal with it afterwards.
Nebo School District officials did not respond to a request for comment, nor did the attorney for Monty Morgan. Whitney Evans, KUER News.